Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Joseph Sternberg. He's a member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. He's in London, where he writes political economics, observing Europe and the UK. Now we're looking at the new government, dominant new government, by Sir Keir Starmer, the Prime Minister, and over 400 seats for Labour. That means what Labour wants, Labour gets. But right now they're in a conference where I'm learning their names and their intentions, at least the opening round of intentions. The way to read this is to understand that mistakes will be made. Labour's been out of government for more than a decade, I think as much as 13 years. So these are baby steps they're taking at the conference. Joe, I know that Keir Starmer is well known for not saying anything during the campaign. It did him well. Now that he's talking, he's making some mistakes at the podium, but he presents himself as firmly in command. The new person to me is Rachel Reeves, the Chancellor of the Exchequer. I watched her speech. She's clearly a very, very vivid person on the podium. Her presentation so far for the economy, which is a slow-growth economy, is it equally vivid? Has she got a clear vision of where she's going?
Well, I think that, Britain has this concept of the idea of jam tomorrow, this notion which may be left over from rationing in the war, that things might be dire right now, but we will have jam tomorrow. You know, we'll be able to get the good, sweet stuff later. Labour's pitch right now seems to be jam never. They're doing this oddly dour, pessimistic talking about, talking down the economy and talking up how miserable people are going to be as a result of all of the taxes and the spending cuts and the belt tightening and the rest of it. And as you point out, Rachel Reeves is at the forefront of this because she is the Chancellor of the Exchequer, is the one who is in charge of the money in the new Labour government. She's the equivalent of the Treasury Secretary. And I think that, what's going on here is that they campaigned basically on the idea that Labour would be a safe pair of hands that voters could trust with the economy and with the public finances. And so she is absolutely determined to not do anything that's going to scare anyone, including not scaring investors. And that's limiting her scope for action. And so that tends to produce these speeches that seem very forceful, and also very unthreatening if you're sitting on a trading desk somewhere in the City of London, but that will tend to be rather uninspiring if you were an ordinary voter who wants to know what the government is going to do to get the British economy out of its chronic malaise. Also is not necessarily speaking to more left-wing factions within the Labour Party who are thinking, well, we have all of these seats in Parliament. Why aren't we shifting more to the left?
Is Rachel Reeves the one who carries the burden of introducing a cutback in subsidies for elderly people in wintertime? Is that her burden?
Yes, she's the one who's going to have to be out there explaining this policy, and in fact has had to get out there explaining it. What we're talking about is the fact that the Conservative Party government had rolled out subsidies for retirees to help with their heating bills, and the Conservatives had unhelpfully not means-tested that benefit, which means you get the subsidy no matter how well off you are. So Labour is proposing the perfectly sensible reform that wealthy people shouldn't necessarily get this subsidy, but that inevitably is opening them up to complaints from the big welfare state left of the Labour Party, who is accusing them of freezing grandma by reducing these subsidies for wealthy retired people. And it's a weird policy cul-de-sac for Reeves to have ambled into, because it's not clear that this was going to save a huge amount of money, and it is not on brand for the Labour Party to do something like this. So it's not a good sign that they already are getting tangled around in this issue.
We have a minute, Joe. Is Labour the party that can solve the NHS tangle? Is it ready?
Well, I think that, I mean, you know, talking about the National Health Service, this is the one ray of hope that I see here, because they are starting to talk about the need for reform. They aren't going to do all of the reform that the NHS needs. That is a challenge that awaits another generation. But I think that if Labour can start getting people accustomed to the idea that there should be reform to the NHS, that alone might be worth the price of admission to this Labour government over the next 5 years.
Joseph Sternberg, he's a member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. He's in London, where he writes political economics. And right now, Labour in Command, a new topic for me to learn thanks to Joe's guidance.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.